Hi, welcome to the Barry Nation podcast, where we support the bariatric community with humor, humility, and honesty. I'm April.
I'm Jason.
I'm Natalie.
We're coming at you hot today with a 2022 review. Well, we're going to look back and we're going to look ahead.
Yes.
What'd you say, Nat?
I'm just saying, how is it December? How is it like a week till Christmas when we're recording this? Like, what the heck?
January through March takes 8 months, and then the rest of the year takes like 30 minutes.
Yes. Yes.
Accurate. Accurate. I mean, and there were times this year that I was like, this year just needs to end. I remember just so desperately wishing that like Doc and Marty were here to transport me to 2023. Yep. And now it's like a blip right on the radar. This year, oh my gosh. So this was a year. There was so much that happened. I think there was so much that we did together as a community, as friends. We have grown personally, we've grown professionally. There's just all kinds of things. So we are excited to just kind of talk about the year that was, and then we're going to shift and we're going to really kind of talk about who we want to be in 2023, right? Just share the goals for our community, for Barry Nation, and share the goals and the things that we're going to be working on as individuals.
Yeah. Well, I think the three T's for this year are triumph, tragedy, and travel.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
I put them in any order you want, but that's the three T's.
Oh my God, that like so sums it up. That so sums it up. Oh my God. And there were definitely, oh my God, yeah. So what, triumph, tragedy, and travel.
Ugh. Yeah, that's about it.
Travel. I was telling you guys, like, I always send out holiday cards. And some years I struggle with what to put on the back of this thing. And literally I was like, well, maybe I'll just like be like, well, here's how we spend our year. And I literally had to change the font, take out words, because I could not fit all of the things that we did in a paragraph. I mean, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me.
It's been a year. It's been a rough year, but it's also been an amazing year in many ways.
Oh my God. It's been one for the record books. That's for sure. That's for sure. All right, my friends. Well, let's just dive in. Let's do it.
Yes.
Amen. Yeah. Yes, please.
Matt's like, yeah, please, because it's one step closer to being over.
No, it's just honestly, like, just talking about, I know we do this pretty much every time we're together, but like really talking about this year is like, this year has been so special in so many ways. I know there's been some tragedies, there's been some hard times, but like when we talk about this year, you guys, like, it just makes me so happy, honestly.
Yeah. Oh,
well, and I think honestly, like the way you summed it up like that, I think that the only way I would have wanted to experience all of those things that we're talking about is with you guys. Like, you guys legitimately pulled me through all the shit that I went through this year, but we're also there to celebrate all the good times, the, you know, the ups and downs, the lefts, the rights, all that stuff was with you guys. So, I mean, I really honestly credit you guys with helping me tremendously through this year.
Hi friends, it's April. We are so excited to officially announce that ProCare Health is the official vitamin of Barry Nation. We were introduced to ProCare Health at the first Bariatric Society retreat in San Diego, and we have all fallen in love with our product and with the people behind the company. Jason, Natalie, and I have all made the switch to ProCare Health daily bariatric multivitamins, and we are seeing huge results. We invite you to check out ProCare Health by visiting them online at www.procarenow.com and use the code BARRYNATION for 10% off your order. And you guys, this even applies to vitamin subscription services. So if you want your vitamins delivered every month or every 90 days, that 10% off is going to apply to that subscription. See what I mean about patient forward, patient centered? ProCare is amazing, and we are so excited to be partnered with them. Welcome to the Barry Nation family, ProCare Health.
Yeah. I mean, but this is what we do. We're friends. This is a supportive friendship. I mean, truly. Yeah. And it really
I'm so thankful for what we've built, you know, on a personal level, on a professional level, because we have all experienced some tragedies this year, and we were able to support each other through them with so much kindness, with so much sympathy and empathy and true support. So, you know, on the surface, right, or looking, you know, if you're outside looking in, it didn't really look like, you know, that much happened. But behind the scenes, wow, there was a lot. There was a lot. Yeah. Well, I mean, just to like wrap our brains around this, before we hit record, we had to be like, wait a minute, we really did all of these things. So in January, we were in Ohio for the Renew event, which was, oh my God, amazing. In April, we were together here in Washington for the podcast recording, right, with Berry Diaries. Then we went to Florida for the Bariatric Society retreat. Oh my God. Then Texas for that rad freaking meetup and experience with Dr. Joe and his wife, Heather, right, with Dr. Chen and his wife. That, oh my God, that crazy Texas weekend. State Fair. Texas State Fair. Big Tex. We came, we did, we saw, we left very full.
Yes, Big Tex.
Full of greasy foods.
Oh my God. Oh, wow.
My tummy was unwell for a while afterward.
Right. We were all unwell. We needed a vacation from that vacation. And then we wrapped up the year in Portland, Oregon at the Just Be You Award Show. Yeah. Nonstop. It feels like every month we were doing something. Yeah, there she is. Right, right back there. Somewhere on the shelf. Mm-hmm. That basically travels with us everywhere we go. Good Lord. It was a year. Okay. So travel. Maybe let's just start with there. I felt like I was always stressing about travel. We were always talking about it. I was like, oh my God, we're going here, we're going there. But then all these amazing things happened every time we travel. And I just could not believe we actually did and went to all those places.
Yeah. I mean, I think about Ohio. Ohio really set it off for us. I think that's like when we got home, we all, you know, we have meetings, you know, about every week, and we got home and we were like, y'all, we got to do this more. Like we were so excited. But I, you know, I think about that, and that's where a lot of our core friendships really became. I knew a lot of the people that were there in passing, but I'd never really deepened those relationships. And Danielle, she is the leader basically of Ohio Bariatric Meetup, and her Renew event kind of stripped everyone down and forced everyone to kind of get real comfortable with themselves. And I think because we were in set like that headspace, we could kind of just meld together when we were not at the event. So I just look back to that time and I'm like so thankful that we were able to make it happen, because like most of our travel, it happens within 3 weeks. We decide 3 weeks before and then we're like there.
Right. We're like, oh yeah, we get together. Are we going to this? Sounds like a good idea to me. Cool, we'll book it.
It's just such like a, it's just such a whirlwind, because, you know, we are so fastidious with our like business side of the finance house. And it's like, we can't afford to do that. Like if we're spending money, it's spending money on the experts that are working in the Berry Nation membership community. But then these opportunities come and it's like, okay, well, I'll buy my flights. Maybe Berry Nation, we can cover this one piece of it.
Like a puzzle.
It's always a puzzle. And then yet we figure it out. And you're so right. The connections that we make with these people when we're in person are really, they're allowed to flourish because we've built like this solid foundation with them virtually, right? Like all of these people we connect with virtually, you know, you're working with them, you're learning, you're doing all this stuff. And then you meet in person and it's just like, oh, it's like a gift wrap. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, no, it is amazing because initially when we first started talking about travel, it was about the event or how we were going to get there, all the stresses, like you said, of all the things. But the connections with the people wash all that away. When you're around the people that you really connect with and that you get to have these meaningful conversations with, deep conversations, a lot of times, you know, stuff that people tell you or that you tell people that you don't tell people in your normal everyday life. it just makes it worth it, which is exactly why the next time trips come up, we don't even question it. We're just like, if there's a way to do it, we like Sarah and I now have set a budget for trips, and like I budget my time off now, because legitimately I have to be selfish with it, because I want to make sure that I have enough time to do all these things. And if you guys know me, I'm not a budget person monetarily, because if I want a hat or if I want shoes or I want something, I just buy them. And now Sarah has to be like, hey, aren't we going to this and this? She's like, you might want to not do that now. And I'm like, so it's very hard for me, because I've had to sacrifice my shoe game because I got tickets to buy. So, but I mean, honestly, it's such an amazing trade-off. Like I wouldn't dare want to do it any other way, because these meetups are just as much for us as they are for other people.
Do you know what pain management options are available for your upcoming bariatric surgery? YourXFactor.com provides resources and information to help you plan, including what non-opioid options are available. Check it out and talk to your doctor about your plan today.
It really has been a magical part of the year. As it's stressful and, you know, kind of chaotic as it all is leading up to it, man, once we get there, it's just a whole different experience.
I was talking to like my mom at the Just BU Awards, and you know, she made a comment like, wow, it's so amazing to see, you know, the light in everyone's eyes and all this stuff. And I'm like, well, the light is because we're so happy to just be around our people. Mm-hmm. And it really feels like bliss. Like I can just be, if my tummy doesn't feel good, I just say, hey, I need to go to the bathroom. No one is worried about, I mean, they're worried about me, but not in the same sense that like other people are worried about you. Mm-hmm. But you can just be yourself. You don't have to have any like previous notions of like, hey, I have this thing. And like, if I do this, then don't worry about it. You don't have to have those conversations because we're all the same and we can experience that part of life together. So I think that's really what it boils down to, is just, you're just with your people.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and I feel like we've been talking about this a lot recently, which is a wonderful thing, but when you're with the bariatric community, with friends there, you just have these like burning questions that are top of mind, and you know that, oh, you know, about questions about our bariatric journey. I know that I can go to any of my friends in the bariatric world and just be like, hey, I got this question. Like, oh my God. Right. Like I need some answers. I need some help. I need some support. And you're just like, boom, 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 like, oh, diving in, figuring it out. Whereas sometimes you don't know if you can ask your, like, you know, or your OG friends, right? Like the friends that these relationships you've cultivated, you know, out, you know, before you've had surgery, because you're explaining backstory, you're explaining context, you're explaining so much, and they might not understand it because, you know, they're not kind of like suffering from the disease of obesity. So there's all this stuff where it's like, oh, that's a lot of work. Not that it's not valuable, but I really need to get this answered and I'm going to go here. It's just a different dynamic.
Yeah, you're not always looking to educate before you can get to the question, the root of the question, and to get your answer. Sometimes you just want the answer. You want somebody that's going to get it. So you just do, you know, that's where you go. But, you know, and also, you know, we talked about traditions in the last episode for holidays and things. And when you really look at it, like you can create traditions and travel with these new, you know, with your Barry family and friends. Mm-hmm. Like we did when we were in Dallas and went to eat that breakfast that morning, and we created the graveyard at the end of the table for our plates that weren't done. It's just, you know, the Barry graveyard. That's just, those are things that we look back on fondly and laugh about because our OG friends wouldn't understand that. Like they don't know about, you know, pushing all the things you couldn't eat at the end of the table or sharing plates because you know you can't eat everything. Like that's just, those are things I look back on with such fondness just because of the connections and being with all the people and just getting to share genuine time together is just unbeatable.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I have a question for you guys. I want to know what, and I'll go first too. This is the thing. If you have a question, you have to go first. my question is, you know, what are one of your like favorite memories of the places that we've traveled. That is not necessarily the event that we were there for. So like, you know, Renew, obviously fantastic. Retreat, obviously fantastic. We know that. But I just want to know like those off connections, because I think it's important for people who maybe are nervous about going to these things. I think it's important for us to share kind of the ways that we've connected with people outside of those events. Mm. So mine is with a lot of our dear friends. It was at the retreat in Orlando, and we were all sitting in the lobby, and our good friend Tish brings down two paper bags and there's Screwball in one, and then there's this like hard Mountain Dew in the other. And we're just sitting in the lobby on the couches on the floor, and we're just drinking and having a good time. We had a little cuddle puddle. We were just ourselves, right? Like we could just, it was like the decompress at the end of the day where everyone could just sigh and just talk and be. And I remember meeting, I think like Mackenzie at that point, like there are so many people that we ended up meeting from that, from just being in that centralized area. Mm-hmm. And I will never forget it. So that's one of my favorite memories. Jason,
what about you? I think mine was the house party, the random last minute house party that happened at the murder house, AKA the house that we rented for one night in Renew. The house was, it was great, but it didn't have hot water, and it was like negative 15 out, and we were like, yeah, we can't stay here. We ended up staying at a super bougie hotel, which I take full credit for. You're welcome. Thank you, Hancock. But that random ass house party that we ended up throwing at like, what, 10? And it wasn't even, we didn't throw it. It was just like, we'll bring some snacks and no, we're just hanging out and the house is kind of creepy, but it's cool. There's space here. Like, come on. And literally like 30 people.
My bra for the night.
Dance parties. We were talking about female waxing. I mean, it was just, like the conversation was hilarious. I have never laughed so hard in my entire life and got an opportunity to meet people who I just never met before. And had some really powerful conversations with in the kitchen of the murder house. So
yeah, we were just standing. It was maybe 300 square feet. Like it was tiny, maybe 100. I don't know. It was a tiny, and we were all like, oh, we could sit in the living room, but we're just standing in the kitchen. Oh, that was so great.
Oh my God. And the other thing that just cracked me up too, I remember like everybody brought so many snacks, like two or three different people were like, we're coming. What do we bring? And it's like, well, bring something to drink and then bring snacks. Right. And everyone was like, you know, I mean, like people showed up with like two bags of snacks and we're like, oh, these are the best. And then remember at the end of the night, we were like, oh my God, we ate none of this. Like we're like, oh my God. But that's how you know, like we were there for the moment. We were there for the memories. We were there to have some fun. And it did not involve food in any way. It was just, oh my God. Yeah.
That was awesome. So mine's kind of twofold. Mine is, I've kind of got a two-way tie. A lot of the fun we had at retreat in Orlando was either in the pool, when we had pool time with everybody getting together and kind of shedding all of our worries and fears, and everybody just kind of showed up how they showed up, whatever bikini, whatever they wanted to wear, whatever they, you know, however they felt comfortable. So having that time in the pool, getting to connect with a lot of people that we don't normally get to talk to. The other one is, like Nat said, the lobby of that hotel was the best because that was a central location that everybody knew somebody was going to be there. And we stayed there every single night until that lobby closed, until the last person left and went back to their room, because those connections, when everybody got to be vulnerable and everybody just kind of stripped everything away and they were just like, no, this is comfortable here. That lobby was probably more comfortable than most people's rooms were because we spent so much time there. It's like every time stuff was over, it was in the lobby. Like that's where they knew everybody was going to be. And we took that shit over every single night. But I mean, you know, the bar profited off of it. So they loved it. But it just, it was so cool in that way because it was just, we had the ability to just be ourselves. And like Nat said, just decompress from the day, because a lot of that stuff was heavy, but it was a way for us to all come together and know that we were all dealing with the same amount of heavy. Like, yeah, nobody's burden was worse than the other person because we were all going through it together, but there was strength in the numbers of us going through it together.
Yep.
And that kind of ties into like the even the fashion show was the same way, because it stripped everybody to, everybody just got to be amazing and everybody got to be celebrated. And that was just like, there were so many different events at that one event that just kind of culminated the community in such an amazing way. I really look back on that with a lot of fond memories.
Oh yeah. Yeah, tears and laughter and all of that shared at that bar.
It
really does amaze me, the power of simple conversations, right? And I can also remember in Florida, somebody came up to me and said, oh, I need to introduce you to my friend. She's had bariatric surgery, has been struggling, right? Like, didn't even know that this thing was a thing. And I think I talked to her for maybe 15 minutes and there were a lot of tears shed in that conversation, but they were tears of joy, like happiness of finally, you know, understanding that, oh, there's nothing wrong with me. I am struggling with this. I didn't know this community existed, right? Just, you don't have those moments if you're not kind of out there doing those things.
Yeah, because she was there for a work convention and she came over just to see what we were celebrating. And we told her, she was like, well, I have a friend. And she, that was crazy. That was really awesome.
Yep. Well, and really, and looking back, you know, at all of these events, there's only been a handful of people that I've met in the community who did not, there's only been a handful of people who were not who I thought they were going to be in real life. You know what I mean? It continues to, again, blow my mind a little bit, but really everybody that we encounter, everybody that I encounter is exactly who they appear, you know, online, in person. And just to have that reassurance that, like, no, we are all out here trying to, you know, create our best life. We really are living authentically who we are. And to be able to really, you know, project that in the social media space and then to be living that in real life when you're together is just so powerful.
Absolutely.
So powerful. All right, well, let's transition. Let's talk about some tragedies that we experienced this year. There were some big ones. I mean, I had a loss of a very close family friend that really knocked me. That was tectonic for me. And it signaled, you know, the loss of my family friend was huge. That hit me harder than what even I anticipated. You know, to be a part of his passing was quite a gift, but it really signaled, you know, the end of my life and kind of my family's life, I think, in one way. And it ushered in some really big changes, some really big conversations, some really big aha moments, right? Like in my family, we're not religious, but they're like come to Jesus moments. It's like, oh, this can't happen ever again. And this is never going to be this way again. And, you know, just, you know, I had a lot of people calling me out on some things that I was doing and it needed to happen. It was tragic, but it wasn't. I learned a lot from it. And I definitely, I feel like I came out of that experience a changed person for the better. But, ooh. Okay, hear me out. I went into surgery thinking it would be the only treatment I would need to overcome my chronic disease of obesity. About 6 months into my journey, I realized I was wrong. I was missing community, I was missing education from the experts, and I was missing a safe place to just go and connect with other patients who understood what I was going through. That's why Jason, Natalie, and I created the Berry Nation membership community. It is a safe and inclusive place for patients to gather with one another, to learn from the experts and each other. Check out the Berry Nation community today by visiting https://berrynation.mn.co to see what we have created. In Berry Nation, you belong, and you don't have to do this journey alone.
And losing people close to you also helps you to realize and confront your own mortality. Like, you realize that, you know, one day that's going to be you laying there, and you really have to kind of evaluate how you want, you know, not only how you're living now, but how you want the rest of your life to go. Yeah. Because you do realize that time is limited and those things are, you know, you only, you know, time is fleeting. You only have so much time left. Yeah. And, you know, you've got a couple of different choices you can make as to how you want to, you know, fill that time.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. What about you guys?
I think as far as like tragedies, I personally, I don't think I really had any that were severe tragedies, which for me is like a thank you, because it's been really tragic the last couple years. And so I had a pretty good year. I would say the one that comes to mind when I hear that is just what's been going on with my work as of Thanksgiving week. There were some layoffs that happened that affected a lot of the company and my team specifically. And so, yeah, I mean, for me to have to like navigate that feeling of just feeling kind of lost and hopeless and not super happy with where I was working. And it's hard for me because it was the first job that I was like, okay, I can see myself working here for a while. And, you know, my plan obviously is to get Berry Nation off the ground so that we can all do this full time. Mm-hmm. But this was my first job where I was like, oh, I could see myself, you know, being here for a while. And so to have these layoffs happen towards the end of the year, just a lot of feeling of like hopelessness, feeling really lost, but also having to put on that brave face for my team. And so I don't think I'm really done like navigating that. I'm still kind of like in the throes of it. But I will say I'm very proud of how I've been handling it so far, because of what I've learned from this last year. Like I've been going to therapy consistently. I've worked with Rodolfo, as you guys know, we love Rodolfo. Mm-hmm. But I worked with him on his program. You know, I've started some medications that also helps me. So while this is a tragedy in a sense, I feel like I'm handling it in a way that I wouldn't have handled it a year ago even. So, but overall, when I look back on this year, I don't really see tragedy, which I'm very, very grateful for.
Right? Oh my God.
I'm not taking advantage of it at all.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not taking it for granted.
For granted. Yes. That's what I meant.
Yeah. I know. It's been a long weekend.
I feel like I'm crawling to the end of the year. But yeah, no, I've been very fortunate. My year has been really good, and I'm not going to try and find tragedy within it. So
nor should you. Yeah.
Nope. Celebrate the good times. That'll help get you through the bad.
Yep. Yeah. What about you, Jason?
For me, I had a couple of, you know, things hit me just you know, last month. So I was traveling home to see the girls, you know, my grandbabies for Thanksgiving and see some friends and stuff. And I had a really good friend that I've grown up with. His father passed away while we were on our way down there. And then I got word the next day that my uncle had passed away too. So while I got to get there early enough to get to the service to support my friend, I wasn't able to stay long enough to get the service for my uncle. But spending time with my cousins and my aunt at their house, going through pictures and family, you know, pictures from like the last, you know, 30 years, being able to be there with them in those times and laugh and kind of, you know, I haven't seen my cousin in probably, shit, it's been probably 4 or 5 years. So getting to have that time with him and know, you know, that while we were there in grief together, we got to laugh and giggle and cut up and, you know, talk about old times and look through pictures and see things of, you know, my dad and his dad together and us all as kids and, you know, from sixth grade on up until, you know, we graduated and then some. So that was really good for me, because like I got to meet his kids that I haven't seen. So, you know, I'd never met his youngest son, but his oldest son was a like a baby in a car seat when I saw him last. So getting to meet them and see them and spend time with them and see my aunt that I haven't seen in a long time was really cool. because it, you know, we were all the cousins were in the house at the same time. So we were getting to go through, you know, all those memories and things together. So that was fun. And being there to support my friend who didn't know that I was even coming, because of course he was dealing with so much, I wasn't even going to bother him with telling him that we were going to be there. But getting to be there with him through that time, you know, while it was very hard for him and everybody else involved, it was good for him to know that we were there to support. So those were probably the two heaviest things that towards, you know, and just both happened to come towards, you know, at the end of the year. But, you know, that also made me very thankful for, you know, my life and getting to see my dad, who's, you know, getting up in age as well, and, you know, being around that. Cause in the very same weekend that all that stuff happened, like, we went to the funeral for my friend's father on Saturday, and my brother got remarried on Sunday. So it was just kind of, it was kind of an ebb and flow of the weekend. So, you know, my brother got remarried to his first wife, who they've been divorced for 22 years, and through my niece getting married and having a baby over these last, you know, year, they've grown close again and realized that, you know, they were kind of done for being apart all this time anyway. And so they got remarried, and it was really cool. It was strange to see, because when he only told me a couple of weeks before it even happened, and I was like, huh? I was like, is this like a tax break thing? Are y'all like, this is like a paperwork deal? Like, what is it? Like, are you trying to get insurance? Like, what's the deal? But it was funny, because like, when he finally broke it down to me, because I, you know, I've been gone, I'm not really that connected with everybody back home like that. So when he told me kind of what had happened, I was like, oh, well, that makes sense. That's cool, because they were always good together, but both of them got married at 17 because they had my nephew very, you know, when they were very young. So them getting through that and kind of getting older and more mature and realizing kind of now that, you know, it's ridiculous that they both be apart when they could be together. You know, it was just kind of one of those things. So it was cool to do that. Just kind of, like I said, it was ebbs and flows throughout the week that I was there, because A, I got to have my girls with me, which, as you guys know, I'm completely, you know, wrapped for both of them. They control everything that I do when I'm home. So it was a good time, but there was a little bit of heartache in there as well. So I was glad to be able to navigate it by hanging on to all the positives that were happening.
Really, right? It's hard, and I don't know if we're just wired this way, or I don't know if it's just something that the three of us have worked on since we've really become friends. But, you know, we all experience these setbacks. We all experience some tragedies, right? But it's what we do to learn from those moments and then apply that learning moving forward, right? Like, I know, you know, I let some people down this year. I just did. And I had to acknowledge that, right? And for me, it is a tragedy, because I don't want to let people down. I want to live up to expectations, right? There were people, you know, members didn't get the support that they needed sometimes, right? That's tragic. Like that, you know, we want to support people in every possible way. So all these little things along the way, they kind of hit me on that tragic level. But if I'm not learning from that, if I'm not understanding like why it happened, if I'm not taking the lesson from that and then moving it forward, I don't want to waste this opportunity. I don't want to seem, you know, flippant about tragedy, but we have to really like that, you know, that what you say, we have to go through what we go through. We have to grow through what we go through. And we're not going to avoid these tragic moments. We're not going to avoid these pitfalls. These are just a part of life. So to learn how we navigate through them and how we learn from them and take things from them and apply them to turn those right tragedies into triumphs is really what it's all about. And I feel like we did that well this year. I mean, we experienced exponential growth. We have over 50 experts that now work, you know, in Berry Nation with us. Our community is thriving. The podcast is doing great. You know, to win that community award was unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. So the triumphs this year have just been monumental, right? I mean, and it just feels like almost every day now we are really, you know, seeing how our work is impacting others in our community and within ourselves. So, yeah. You know, what for you are really kind of the big triumphs of this year?
There were a couple. I think obviously the award is like the most tangible way for us to know that like we're doing the thing that we need to be doing, and we're achieving the goal that we set out to achieve when we created Berry Nation. That evening I will never forget. I think that it was one of the most profound moments in my life. I think the other triumphs that I consider triumphs are just meeting the community when people pull me aside and say, oh, in this episode, you mentioned this and that really got me through this, and being able to really sit down and physically hug or have those conversations with people who listen and follow and are in our community. I think those were just the little triumphs. And I don't mean little in the sense of like not monumental, but just kind of like the little like ticks, you know, on the ruler of like, oh, I got to an inch. Okay. I got to 6 inches. Okay. I got to a foot. Like those were the moments where I was like, okay, we're doing the right thing. We're doing the right thing. And like the yardstick, like the end of the yardstick was the award, if that makes any sense. Like all of the people that we talk to, all of the people that, that we meet, those are the triumphs. And that last event, the award show, that kind of sealed the deal for me. And it's moving and it's motivating to continue on the path that we are on.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think for me, a lot of it was kind of the realization that we're human. Like we, like April, you said you let people down and you had to come to the realization that that had, like we got that reality check. Like we're human. There are going to be times where we want to do a lot of things, and we do. Like, you know, we all still work full-time jobs. We do the things we do. We record when we can, like, and you know, we do the all the other supports just come, you know, when we have the time to do it. And realizing that we are going to fall short of the goals that we set for ourselves and the expectations that others have for us. It's just one of those things that, you know, we needed to realize, because I think until this year, we've been able to do all of those things and never miss a beat. But in growth, which is amazing, those things happen. Those realizations come. We realize that they're, you know, but in, you know, like, you know, what I would say is you have to get it wrong to get it right. Like you don't know where the pitfalls are until somebody reaches out and says, hey, just so you know, A, B, or C. So that way you can go back and build, you know, things that keep that from happening again. So while we made mistakes in this growth, we're learning from those mistakes. And that's the positive in that thing. Those are triumphs for me. And the way just the growth that we've been able to have and still provide the support, the level of support that we've been able to in the community with the things that are outside of the membership community, still to kind of simultaneously provide these things is the most rewarding thing I think that I've ever been a part of. And so to me, it's all a triumph. Every day, every time we get to log in and do this, or every time we get on live and we have, you know, anybody logging in, like those numbers keep going higher and higher every week when we do the struggle bus. But to just have one person tune in and watch what you're doing means you're making a difference to at least one person. So those things to me, to watch the growth that we've had in the podcast and the lives and the VBMs and the everything else, it just is, I'm just proud as hell of all of us, because we tirelessly work to do this, but it's for the best reason possible. And I love the fact that not only are we able to do it, but that people actually let us know that we're doing it the right way and for the right reason. Like the feedback we get from that is just something that I will never get tired of hearing.
Yeah. And I think what you said really struck with me, Jason. We really had to learn how to lean on each other throughout this year. You know, April, over the summer, you were like, hey, I gotta peace out. You know, Jason and I were like, cool. Yeah. Well, we got it. You know, there are some weekends where I'm like, I just can't handle this right now. And you know, Jason and April again, okay, cool. We got it. And I think what we've learned throughout this year and where those mistakes come in, have only made us stronger as a team. And that's where the real, like a real triumph has come, because now we're at the end of 2022 and we know, okay, April's, you know, like showing this pattern, maybe we should just like let her step away, or with me, right? Like with my work stuff and like, I'm like, hey, I'm just overwhelmed. My schedule's changing, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I can say, I can't make this thing, or I can't, you know, do this. That's hard for me. That to me feels like a failure, but to know that I can lean on you both for the same in return, that's huge. And that's a huge amount of growth from us as a team, as well as individually.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because we all feel that same sense of like, this is our baby. Like, we don't want to, like, we, there are times we have to miss for whatever reason, for whatever the event may be. And it physically hurts. Like, I can skip a day of work and I don't give a shit. But if I skip a struggle bus episode or something with you guys, it literally hurts. Like, that was the funniest thing about last time when I had the dinner I had to go to and you guys did the struggle bus, and I still logged into the damn struggle bus from the dinner because I'm like, I can't just not be there at all. Like,
Sarah's,
I
at least gotta check in. Birthday dinner. Sarah's birthday dinner.
Birthday dinner. He logs on. I'm like, get out of here. But I totally know what you mean. That was like, you know, struggle bus fell on a Tuesday, and that was my it was on a Tuesday, that was my birthday, and I was like, I would rather spend time with like you guys because this is my baby, but also like I feel like I need to take a break, like I need to step away. And it is, just so you guys know, I have receipts every time we're like, is it okay if I
okay. Yeah, no, and we all do it. We're like, hey, sorry, or I hate to do this, but you know, it's never just like, I'm not gonna be there. Like, we all lead up with this thing because we in our minds it's this monumental conversation we're about to have, because it is hard, but it's really, it's hard for us. Like, we don't want to not do it, but at the same time we know that, you know, we know that if we miss it, it's for a good reason. It's not just because it's, you know, we don't feel like it. It's legitimately because something is keeping us from doing that. And even still, like, it means so much to us. Like I said, like, I still jumped in at Sarah's birthday dinner. I was like, I'm not really doing a whole lot. Like, I just want to check in and be like, hey guys, what's up?
I'm like actively talking shit about Jason. Not really, but I was talking about Jason. And he was like, oh, hey.
Yeah. Hey, like, heard all that. What's up?
Oh my God. Well, and when it is amazing what we do with the little time that we have to do this, right? There's the podcast, there's the VBM, there's all of the support that we offer on social media. And then there's the entire beast, which is the membership community. All of that is happening before our jobs and after our jobs and on the weekends. And the reason that we're able to do that is because we have very supportive people in our life who understand how important this support is. Not only for other people, but they understand how important it is for us. We need the support that we're creating. We're going to the support groups. We go to the classes. We need the VBM. We need the struggle bus from the patient perspective. And the fact that so many people in our lives understand that importance, and I don't mean to say this in a weird way, but you know, but they're giving their time with us back, you know, to us and to you and to everybody else. So, you know, they're missing out so that we can do this, but they know the importance of that. And that is that's a struggle right on our back end. You know, I mean, everybody feels it, but this is so important for so many people and for us. And it's just important on so many levels. And I think when we don't get it right, when we have a misstep, it's hard for us because this time is valuable and we know that we're taking time away from the other things that are going on in our life to do this. So we want it to be quality. We want it to be meaningful. We want it to be right. And when it's not, it's like, oh, dang it. You know, okay. We want to learn from that so that it is better. It is more seamless. It is more cohesive. It is more meaningful. But it's a monumental lift on the back end.
And where the community can understand kind of that same thing is that they, you know, their family and spouses and things also give their time up with theirs to let them, you know, join the community and the events and things. And there's lots of times, you know, we hear from people that are just like, yeah, I was trying to cook dinner and I stopped doing that so I could go to class, or, you know, my husband took over so he could go do that, or my wife or this, whatever. So it's really cool to be on that same level with everybody in that same sense, because everybody gives up something to do, you know, what they need to do to, you know, for their support. And it's super important. And we, you know, we appreciate everybody for what they do and the events they attend and, you know, the things that they take advantage of, because, you know, we legitimately do this so that we can get better, but we can also help other people get better too.
Yep. Yep. All right, my friends. Well, that was the year that was. Whew. So let's shift gears. Let's look forward to the year that is coming up. Mr. Rodolfo led a phenomenal VBM for us, right? Just a couple of weeks ago. And really, we are approaching our new year a little bit differently. We're not really focusing on goals per se or resolutions. We are focusing on who do we want to be in 2023. So yes, there are things we want to accomplish, but in order to accomplish those things, we're going to have to be a certain person, right? We're going to have to embody certain habits and actions and thoughts and traits to become the person that actually achieves those things that we have set forth out to do. So if you guys didn't join live, highly recommend watch the VBM. It's on our YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube, type in Berry Nation and watch it. It's an hour and a half long because it was a workshop. And actually do the work that Rodolfo guides us through. Do, you know, spend the time, get a notebook, really think through, you know, who you want to be in 2023. And really it kind of starts by reflecting on, okay, well, what worked this year? What didn't work this well, you know, well this year? And do I want to do things differently? So we're going to kind of have that. We're going to share with you now, like, who we want to be in 2023 and why we want to be that way. So who wants to start? Nat, go first, Nat.
The things that did not work this year for me, are really about relationships and connections. And I know that sounds weird because the first half of the podcast, I was like, oh, all these connections I made, they were so great. They were. However, I did not do the best job balancing, you know, my time, being intentional with those connections. I did that fun thing that we all do, the all or nothing, with basically, you know, swinging the pendulum towards bariatrics, and I'm going to go on all these trips and I'm going to hang out with all my berry friends and I'm going to do all this bariatric stuff, blah, blah, blah. Well, then, you know, about halfway through the year, I got really panicked because I was like, I haven't spent any time with my OG friends, as we call them. I haven't spent any time with my family. I'm going to swing this way. And so over the summer, that's, you know, really what I did. I leaned into the, you know, the core relationships and connections that I had from my life pre-op. Well, then I just felt so burnt out because I was just, my pendulum was just whipping from one end to the other, that towards the end of this year, I've just kind of stopped doing anything really. I've spent a lot of time at home. I've, you know, really just kind of started protecting myself in a way that actually did not help me, because I ended up isolating myself a little bit, turning things down, even though I wanted to do them, but was afraid that I would get burnt out. It was a whole cycle. I'm sure many people can relate. So that being said, I reflected and I realized it was because I just was not being intentional with my time. The time that I was spending, it was like a debit or a credit card, right? With like $1,000 on it. I was just swiping wherever I could. And towards the end of the year, I just had nothing left. And so I just want to be more intentional with my connections and my time. I bought a planner that I actually think I'm going to use this time.
Ding.
And I'm saying that here so that I can be accountable to actually use it, because I just need to figure it out. I have a whiteboard like right in front of me that I literally haven't used officially for a year. It says December on it.
Oh,
like that's the level of like I gave up in 2022 on like my time and trying to manage it. So that is what I'm doing this year, is just being more intentional with my time, saying no to things that I actually don't want to do, not something that I'm not going to say no because I think I won't like it or it'll drain me. I'm going to say no because I actually, like, that's actually not going to be something that will help me. And I'm going to say yes to things that I think will fill my cup. But yeah, just being more connected and intentional.
Yes. Well, and really, right, that's who you want to be. You want to be a person who is connected, and you want to be a person that is intentional with your time. Yeah. So in order to become that person, that's going to take some forethought and some planning and some reflection and some downtime, right? So you really have identified that, well, this is who I want to be. So what do I have to do to actually live my life, you know, as this person? So, and it's awesome that you are already identifying some tools that you're going to need to onboard, and you're willing to try it, right? You're just going to keep trying different things to help you be connected and intentional. Mm-hmm. And I think that's awesome.
Well, and a lot of people don't realize that, you know, that happens. They will do that, like the pendulum swing, the back and forth, and then the isolation. Because, you know, we talk about, you know, me time and self-care and all those things, and isolation sometimes is needed, and it's healthy until it's not. And that finish line comes, you know, abruptly. Like, it's not something that you can be like, oh, I kind of feel like I want to ease back in. Like, you'll be cool. All of a sudden, the next thing you know, like, you're like, the walls feel like they're closing in. I'm in my head too much. I'm thinking all this shit, like negative thoughts come into play, and, you know, negative self-talk and all that. So really, honestly, jumping back into, you know, real life is something that's, you know, definitely needed, but like you said, in a meaningful way. So,
and I noticed that my eating habits were falling off. I mean, I know it wasn't just like, oh, I'm lonely, and like that's a part of it, right? Like, I am lonely, but the other part was like, I'm snacking, I'm not meal prepping, I'm like, all of these core things that I started doing this year to like build habits for myself in the last, you know, 6 to 8 weeks, I've really let fall off, and I'm not doing them. And that's a sign to me that, like, okay, you've had a little too much isolation. Like, this is a little too much. And we need to get you back on. And that, yeah, I mean, it's scary to also like get into that point where you're like, oh shit, like this is not a place that I want to be. So yeah, Rodolfo's workshop literally came at the best time for me.
Well, yeah, because you're like, when I said I'm doing nothing, I mean, I'm fucking doing nothing. Like, I'm not doing any berry, no berry shit. No, I'm not doing nothing. Like, isolation is for
real. I tell April and Jason, if I'm like, I'll be like, no, I'm not doing that. And then I'll tell my friends, no, I'm not doing that either. And then I'm just at home with Hooper, which is great. Like, love Hooper, but like, you know, so well, yeah.
And, you know, I think when you're talking about, you want to be connected, you really want to be connected with yourself.
Yeah.
Right. You are looking to be connected with really, you know, your truest desires, with really what you want out of your life. And then the only way to really achieve those things is to be intentional in all of these areas of your life. Right. So we know that if we want to make bariatric progress, we have to be intentional with our eating. We have to be intentional with movement. We have to be intentional with our mindset work. Mm-hmm. And that means building in time throughout our day and our months and weeks to do that work. And it's all related back to that connection piece. If I'm connected with myself and I understand, you know, what's best for me, and I can be intentional with my time, that's how you're going to do it.
Well, and it's the most important connection you're going to make, because you can't connect with others unless you're connected with yourself to know that that's exactly what you're doing, because you're not going to know if you're being more intentional with your time or anything that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing if you're not connected with yourself first.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's like, I'm turning 30 next year. I'd really like to enter my 30s with like a little semblance of who I am. You know?
Oh, you thought you were supposed to have your shit together by the time you were 30? Oh. Nah, it's fine.
No, not my full shit, but like maybe a little bit of shit. Just, you know.
I'm still trying to figure out who I want to be when I grow up, and I'm 41. So,
hey, I'm 46 and still don't have it figured out. So don't worry.
I want to know.
It's kind of fun.
I will never be an adult. Like, I look at like actual adults that are my age and I'm like, ugh.
I don't want that. I just want to be more intentional and just live my life. Cause I have friends who are like, oh yeah, I use my planner every day and I know what I'm doing this day and that day. And I'm like, oh, I want that. So I'm just going to do that.
Awesome. Yeah. What planner did you, cause you know, my love language is planners.
It's the Soul Planner, S-O-L. And the reason I got it, you have, you know, kind of a brain dump space at the front of the month. You have, you know, your calendar so you can write like the big things, but then on the weeks, it has a spot for water tracking. It has a spot you can like write out your meal plan. It has a spot each day has like vertical like to-do lists. And that's really what I need. I need to know, okay, I'm eating my factor meals for these days. I'm cooking for this day, or, oh, I'm going out to dinner with April on this day. You know, it's like, I just need to know because, you know, inflation is a real thing. I'm spending a lot of money on food and I need to know where my money is going. I need to know, you know, where my time is going, and it's just all there. And so I'm just going to make it work, you know, like Tim Gunn.
Well, and the key with being intentional with your time is also building in time to be intentional about your life plans. And I have really gotten into a great group. I mean, you guys know, I mean, Nat and Jason, you know, this is like my Bible. I use the Full Focus Planner by Michael Hyatt. And I literally build time in my day to interact with my planner, like in the morning and at night. Like this is, I have to build that in. But again, it's about connecting with your plan, connecting with what you want to get done that day. Yeah, it's definitely helped me feel much more in control than I have in the past. So, ooh, exciting, exciting. Okay.
We'll check in, I promise.
Oh, yes. I really want us to be more intentional about checking in with who we want to be in the year ahead and really be talking about the steps that we are doing to become that person. Or if we realize, I don't think this is who I want to be. I really want to be this person. How we are shifting, right? Mid-year or whatever it is. I think that's powerful to acknowledge that we might think that we want to be a certain way when we actually don't. And that's all, again, about connecting with ourselves and being intentional about the direction that we want our lives to go. Jason, my friend, who do you want to be in 2023?
What I came up with for myself was more consistent because I, as you guys know, I was really like hitting the gym, you know, 5 days a week, like really doing my thing and all my meal planning and all that stuff. And then when the doctor was like, yeah, don't do that anymore, I really went through a hard time of, you know, withdrawing, grieving the fact that I couldn't do what I really wanted to do because I was starting to see a lot of progress. And so when that ban was lifted, I had gotten so comfortable not doing it. I was excited to go back when I could. And I went back one day and was like, yeah, that was good. And I'm not really feeling that every day. So the 5 days became one day a month or, you know, 2 days a week for a couple of weeks and then nothing. And then, you know, I just go back and forth. I'm either, you know, because I get to the bargaining stage where I'm so busy, I can't possibly go work out. So, you know, I ration with my quote unquote ration with myself all the time, but I really want to get to back to a point where, you know, meal prepping is a part of my plan and going to the gym, being extremely intentional about going to the gym because I haven't lost a lot of the, you know, progress that I had before. So it's not going to be that hard to pick it back up, but I go through my head and thinking, you know, I don't beat myself up about it. But I get in the what if shit, like, well, what if I hadn't have stopped ever? And then I could have kept going the whole time. Like, how much progress would I see now? Like, how much better would it be? How much better would I feel? All those things. But none of that's going to fix the fact that I still need to go back. Like, I'm not going to see any progress if I don't go. And I'm not going to keep the progress that I did manage to keep if I stop going. So talking myself into realizing that these are things that have to happen for me if I want to, you know, be the way I want to be. Like, if I don't want to relive those moments in Portland where you and I are backstage, or, you know, where you and I are backstage and I'm in tears because my suit doesn't fit right. Or, you know, the thing, like all these meaningful conversations and connections that you and I had when I talked about how I felt like I let you and Natalie down because I don't look the way I feel like I should look when I'm on stage. Like, I can't represent, I can't properly represent Barry Nation if I don't feel like I look the way I feel like I should look. So those are all things that factored into the fact that I really need to be more consistent with what I'm doing, because if I want to feel better in the, because I mean, in all reality, there wasn't one person who felt like I let them down, including you, when you, you know, almost smacked me on my face for saying that I let you down. It was just, you know, in my mind, that was really the clicking point for me to realize that if I don't want to feel this way again, I'm going to have to do something to change it.
Yeah, it's about you and how you feel towards yourself. Versus, I just wanted to like clarify for people listening, it wasn't about how other people were talking to Jason, it was about how Jason was talking to Jason. And I think that your intentions for the new year being what they are shows a lot of growth in yourself and knowing that it's for you and not anyone else.
Yes.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I apologize in the moment and I will continue to apologize. It was not my intention to have such an emotional conversation right before we, you know, roll into the awards ceremony, but I didn't know that you were feeling that way. And for whatever reason, you felt comfortable sharing really what was very heavy on your heart in that moment. And I really kind of feel like we're so scared to be truthful and honest with our feelings, you know, especially with the people that we care about, because we're just so worried about disappointing them and letting them down. But it's just not true. And what I told you then is still true. Nothing about you disappoints me in any way. And I would be disappointed if you wouldn't share what you're going through with me and Nat, and hopefully eventually with the community, because I think a lot of people are feeling this way.
Yeah, the good part about the thing that kind of hit me the hardest, which is why I was able, well, why I got so emotional when we were talking about it, is Sarah came up to me and was like, everyone knows something's off. And there's a lot of people that I had never met in person until that night or that weekend. And even they knew that I wasn't right walking into the theater, even though Rob and I, so Rob and I just decided, like, even when I was in my head at my worst, kind of, you know, degrade myself, like I would never talk to anybody else. Rob and I had the best time in the 11-minute Uber ride over to the theater, because we gave this poor Uber driver, holy hell, we made up a story like nobody can even believe. It was Rob's fourth marriage and he was marrying my sister, and we were late to the wedding, and Dad said he wasn't going to pay for the whole thing if we weren't on time, and Dad wasn't paying for it because it was, you know, my sister's third marriage. Like, this poor guy, we put him through hell. He had no idea. And Sarah was trying to keep a straight face the whole time. It was hilarious. But even in that, like, I was even able to simultaneously do that while at the same time in my, you know, not feeling comfortable in my own skin whatsoever. Yeah. So getting to the event and talking to people and meeting people and people knowing that I wasn't okay, and coming up to Sarah and coming up to you guys and coming up to Rob, and Rob even saying something about it, just, it really hit me in a way of knowing that, you know, people connect with you in ways you don't even know. So for them to know that I wasn't okay, but not really know why I wasn't okay, is really what kind of filled me with the emotions I had when I talked to you before we went on stage. But it just, like, it all connected with me in the same way. And I realized it, like I said, it was a big pivotal moment for me to realize what I had done initially was let myself down. Because I wasn't doing what I know I was supposed to be doing, what I should have been doing, if I didn't want to feel that way in the moment.
Yeah. But what you showed was a lot of bravery. What you showed was a lot of courage. And really, you know, you showed all of us that you are ready to commit to yourself in new ways. And that's really hard to do. And, you know, to do so in such a public way is even, you know, even more difficult. But you really are on a mission, I think, in 2023 to understand exactly who you want to be in terms of your bariatric life. And not only that, but just, you know, you're ready to take your life in a different direction. And you are, you know, you're willing to commit to that. And I know that you probably don't even know what that's going to look like right now, because you're kind of embarking on a life that you've never lived.
Right.
And it's going to be fascinating to see how you live this life, how you really become the person that you know you want to be. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, because two of my goals, I haven't even shared it with you guys yet, but two of my goals for the year coming up is to work with a dietitian and to also work with a trainer.
Dang. So you want to be a person committed to their bariatric life in 2023.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to be, because you know, the one of the moments that was really one of the reasons it really bothered me about that night, the award show night, was that I was on the men's panel with Rob Dalton and, you know, John. And my biggest thing was, is I don't look like they look. Like, we talk about comparison all the time, and not comparing my journey to anybody else's journey, but knowing that I'm on an inspiring men's panel, and I don't look like, to me in my head, I didn't feel like I inspired anybody, because they all were killing it and have all done like different areas of fitness journeys that were really, you know, that were just killing. Like, they all do amazing. And so for myself, I realized that I don't look like even like I looked at retreat. So there was a shift in the way even I looked, and didn't feel comfortable with myself stepping out on that stage with so many people, because I was going to be the one that did, you know, one of these things is not like the other kind of thing. I felt like the odd man out in that situation. But talking with them backstage before the event, and on stage during the event, and then off stage when we got done with the panel, it let me know in that moment that not only was I insecure, but everybody was insecure for a different reason. Nobody was just like, oh, we got this, it'll be fine. Like, it was something that let me know that I really didn't have anything to worry about. So that's why, like, when we were looking, I was looking through the pictures yesterday that posted, and you could, like, when I was up on stage, you can tell you had no idea, because I legit let it all go before I stepped out on stage with them, because I knew I wasn't alone in that situation. Like, everybody was, you know, henpecking themselves about something.
Yep. And, you know, and I told you, I've also told you this 8 million times, right? You were asked to be a part of that panel because you are inspiring because of who you are. You are inspiring because of how you choose to share your journey. People aren't inspired. They're not looking at you and judging and you know, saying, well, he inspires me because he looks a certain way. No, people are inspired by you because of how you choose to share your journey, and how you choose to support the community, and how you choose to be raw and vulnerable and really explain, you know, what this bariatric life has been like, you know, for you. And it just broke my heart when we had this conversation, and then the three of us were able to have a conversation, and Nat and I were just like, oh my God, you know, like, it just, we don't want you to suffer in that way. And we just really want to be a mirror for you, to be like, hey, my friend, this is not what you think it is.
Because the thing is too, like, you are killing it, because yes, doing a lot of the mental stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Which is in some ways harder than what they do in the gym, right? Like, you're really going through some shit in your, in your mind, and that takes courage and bravery, and that's also inspiring. And, you know, when I think back on that night, there were so many different bodies.
Oh man.
Sizes, shapes. I mean, I was nervous. Like, when I got you know, my award, I was like, well, I don't look like anyone that was on that screen. Like, what are you talking about? But it's like, that's not the point. The point is how we share and move through our stories. And that's why you deserved that seat on that stage, because you are inspiring. You're moving through your story just as everyone who is at that event, everyone who is on that stage is doing the same thing.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And, you know, you're allowed to feel exactly how you feel, and you're allowed to aspire to a body that you love and feel comfortable in. It's not that. It's just, yeah, you know, man, but huge growth moment, man.
Thank you. Thank you both. And I appreciate you both for not only allowing me to feel the way I feel, but also snapping me out of the way I feel by being there to support me in that moment, because, you know, we often are just so grateful to be around each other that a lot of like sadness never usually comes in that way. So for me to be able to be in that space and navigate that with the help of you both, and, you know, with Sarah there by my side, really helped a lot. And Rob helped me a lot in that too, by kind of letting me know kind of the same things that you guys did, like that I deserve to be there, and I earned my spot in that panel. So I just appreciate you both for doing what you do for me all the time.
We got you, friend. We got you.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Well, in 2023, I want to be a person that's in control, powerful, connected, and rested. This year, I just felt like a constant spiral. And there were so many moments where I just felt out of control. Like just everything was crazy. And, you know, I feel like I struggled with that feeling of like, well, I want to be in control, because I'm a control freak. You guys know I am I can take it next level. But I feel like I've done a lot of work this year to really pour my energies into controlling what I can control and letting go of the things that I can't, and not worrying about that. So when I say I want to feel in control, I want to feel in control of what I can control, right? And a lot of that comes with like mindset, right? My movement, my nutrition, you know, that I want to be in control of that. And I want to feel powerful. Sometimes this year I felt just not powerful. I don't even know what the opposite word. I just felt insignificant. I just felt not powerful. And I don't want to be powerful in a weird, creepy way. I just want to feel empowered to live the life that's best for me. I want to feel empowered to make decisions. I just want to feel that I am empowered to do what I know is best for me. Like you, Natalie, I struggle with connections with my family, with my friends, with Grady. I there was a lot of time where I just felt very disconnected to my core, right? And to the people who are really a part of my core. So I need to be intentional. I want to be intentional about those connections next year. And rested. I am exhausted. I am so tired. This year, I'm so proud of what we did and accomplished. But it came at a cost. It came at my exhaustion. And if I do this again next year, it'll kill me. I'll snap. And I don't want to do that. So I really need to be a person who is well rested in 2023. And it seems like, you know, when I look at this list of how I want to feel and kind of, you know, who I want to be, some seem contradictory to each other, but this is how I want to feel. And they're not, I can be powerful and rested at the same time, right? I can be in control and connected. Yeah. Like all of these things can exist in my same reality.
And part of the control is going to come from you realizing when you need to rest and actually doing so. Like that's where that's going to come into play.
Yeah. The follow through, because so many times this year, you would look at us and say, I'm going to bed at this time. Well, never happened.
And I'm still getting emails at 1:30 in the morning, my time, which is way later than your ass needs to be.
Yeah, like so astronomically late. But even not like when we were traveling, I mean, even just day to day. Okay, guys, I'm going to go to bed. And then, you know, we talk to you the next day. Oh my gosh, I didn't go to bed until X time. So yeah, I mean, I think the follow through for you, you know, when you're tired.
Oh yeah.
But it's the follow through.
Yeah.
And I'm very eager to see how that pans out this year.
Well, I think a lot of what we've all realized this year is there's a level of, yeah, I got stuff done, but there's a level of, I got stuff done efficiently. And I think that's where some of our missteps came, as we were trying to do so much and we were so tired that some of those missteps happened while we were doing that. So sometimes completing a task isn't just, you know, it's better to leave it undone and finish it right the next day than it is to half-ass complete it because you're tired the day of.
Oh yeah. And you guys know this is my control thing. Like, everybody, you guys step up to the plate in every aspect, and then I swoop in and absolutely fuck shit up because I'm a control freak and I'm like, oh, I'm just gonna do it. And you're like, but this is my job, like I already in here.
The amount of text messages, you guys, where I'm like, I already shared that story. I already did this. Like,
I already responded to that. I already did that. And I'm like, goodness,
it's okay. Go rest. Go be with Grady. Go do something else.
We've got this.
Yes.
It's unreal.
At the same time, because again, we say this all the time, this is our baby and we just want it to be perfect.
Yeah.
And we all have our little things where we're like, oh, this is so hard for me to give up. But if we don't, then that's where those missteps happen.
Yeah.
And so I see, April, I'm excited for this year. It's going to be a challenging one, but it's going to be a year of growth for you, my friend.
Yep. It just has to be. I can't keep doing this. And the three of us, we've had this conversation. I can't keep doing this. I just can't. I can't for my marriage. I can't for my friendships. I can't for my health. I can't for any of this. But this isn't also something that I'm willing to step away from at all. Like, this is my passion. This is, you know, this is who I am, and it's who all three of us are. So this is our life now. So how do I do this while also maintaining, right, what, you know, really being the person that I want to be? Because there are plenty of people who are entrepreneurs and running companies and living a very balanced, calm, peaceful, rested life. Like, that can exist. And instead of me saying like, well, but those people, you know, they've got a huge staff and, you know, their company's making $1 billion a year. No, none of that matters. They're accomplishing it, which means it can be done.
Yeah, because they didn't start at $1 billion a year with a huge staff. They started just like we did. And the thing about the intentionality of what you're doing is when we become more targeted in what we do, it helps to grow everything. Like, we won't feel like everything's so spread out and scattered because we're all being more intentional with what we've got going on. So I think together we will raise the, you know, we'll raise the sales together because nobody can just do it by themselves.
Yeah. No. Well, and you guys know that's my favorite like analogy, metaphor, whatever. I'm like, all right, are we all in the boat? Are we all rowing in the same direction? Are we going to the same, right? And I really feel like all three of us are feeling the need for that in our personal life. And then we very much feel the need in the Berry Nation world. And the fact that we have so many people who are in the boat with us, rowing in the same, right? Like, it's just unbelievable to really think that that's happened, but that is exactly what has happened. That is, we have built and we are building and we continue to build just the most amazing supportive community. And I am just so excited to see where it goes in 2023, because it's going places. It's going some real, real big place, real big places, real cool things.
Can't wait.
Oh my God. Yeah. Travel, absolutely on the list. Right. Yeah. And I think really is like Berry Nation, right? We want to continue to offer quality supports. We want to continue to add to those supports. We want to make sure that every bariatric patient can find meaningful and valuable support in and out of the community. It just doesn't matter if they're interacting with Berry Nation, that the support that they're getting is meaningful and valuable. And growth, right? We just want to grow. We want people to know that this support exists. We want people to know that they don't have to feel alone. We want people to know that they're fighting a disease, a lifelong chronic disease, and it's going to require a lifetime of treatment. And being a part of an engaged community can and should be a part of that treatment. And we were so blessed with that donation. We were able to offer those scholarships to 25 humans. It has really lit a spark in us. Like we give what we can, right? We give what we can, but in 2023, we really are on a mission to continue that give back. Like we got some big things in the works, my friends. We got some big things in the works, and we really want to pour all of our energies into creating this amazing support and to making it as accessible to everybody as possible. And we have a game plan for making that happen. We really want to give big in 2023. That's on our radar.
And a podcast tour is still in the works. We haven't got it all figured out, but we're still working on trying to make it happen. We want to get all the places and see all the people. We're slowly working on making some things happen.
Oh my gosh.
I think we might be hitting up Canada at some point.
That has come up several times now.
I think this is the closest we've ever been to actually making it go, though. I think that's kind of the thing for me is I'm like, we're really close to that.
Yeah. And on like both coasts, the West and the East Coast. Yeah, there is. Oh, man. I mean, if I could wave a magic wand, it would be, I would wave it for a few things, but being able to travel to really see and connect with the people who are just ride or die supporters, would be amazing.
Being able to just actually interact with every single one of you, that is our end goal, really. Yes. Obviously, providing that support daily is important, but man, once we get to that point where we can just
and what we're really cognizant of too is that we know that sometimes these big events, they go by in a flash, right? And you get 30 seconds with somebody and then you have to move on, right? How can we really create these opportunities in these moments where we can be together and it's not 30 seconds? Right? Yeah. Where it is some really quality time, you know, maybe not one-on-one, but you know, like now when we did the dinner, you know, you and I just went to dinner, not as Berry Nation, just as bariatric friends. And we had dinner with 18 other bariatric friends. It was amazing. Yeah. So, you know, really, right. Yeah. We want that. We want that more often. So
means your boy's got to get a passport because I don't have one. So
this is your sign. Get your passport.
It is. I got to get ready so I don't have to. I got to stay ready so I have to get ready.
Yep, exactly. All right, my friends. Well, this has been a pretty amazing year. And despite the setbacks, the stumbles, the hardships, we rallied as friends. We rallied as a community. And we made this year one of the best ones yet. Truly.
Hands down.
Yeah. 2023. Now you got something coming your way. You better prepare for what's coming, but we're going to give you a hot minute before we roll into it. But
We're coming for you.
You're coming in hot.
That's right.
Oh, well, thank you again for this lovely opportunity to be together. We always have a pretty phenomenal conversation when the three of us can just be ourselves and talk about, right? Talk about the real.
Yeah.
Talk about the real. Absolutely. Jason, my friend, you want to take us out?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you, ladies, for making this year one of my best. And I can't wait to see what 2023 has to offer. Thank you for the community for doing the exact same thing. We couldn't continue to do what we love without you guys. So we appreciate you. And just remember, at the end of the day, you've got this, we've got you, and we'll see you next time.
Happy New Year, friends.
Bye, everybody.